This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here by phone. We're talking with Carrie Potter, who's program manager, and with Nelsie Vargas, who is domestic violence coordinator. They're both with Catholic Charities Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Program. And we want to talk a little bit about an event coming up here very soon in Atlantic. It's going to be on Friday, October 13th. It's called Breakfast with the Bishop, as Bishop Joneson and Catholic Charities will be presenting a program here at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. And wanted to visit with both Carrie and Nelsie here this morning. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Carrie, let's start with you a little bit. Talk a little bit about the Breakfast with the Bishop event. Why is that important?
Sure. So the Breakfast with the Bishop is just a really good way to get individuals in the Diocese of Des Moines to get together, share in fellowship, interact with the Bishop. And then, like you said, it's Friday, October 13th. And so Catholic Charities, under the Diocese of Des Moines, we do work in 23 counties. The event will include a light breakfast. It'll spotlight our program specifically, which is our domestic violence and sexual assault program. We are located in Council Bluffs, but we serve 9 counties in Southwest Iowa. So we're also going to be talking about October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The team has a lot of things planned, so including this breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the issue a little bit, Nelsie, if you can. It's not an easy issue to talk about. It's obviously very important to talk about. How do you start the conversation with something like this?
I think it's very important for the community to educate themselves on this issue and just start by letting them know what domestic violence is, which is a purposeful pattern of coercive behavior that one person uses to maintain power and control over their intimate partner. So it consists of not just physical violence. There is emotional, verbal, sexual, financial, and sexual abuse that makes it really hard for a victim to leave their abuser.
Talk a little bit about how Catholic Charities Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Program serves the people of this area.
We do cover 9 counties. We are mobile advocates, so we travel throughout the southwest counties of the Southwest Iowa region counties. And we provide support, court advocacy. We can assist with protection orders. We have a 24-hour crisis line. And in Council Bluffs, we have a shelter, an emergency shelter that covers all 9 counties.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, the program itself, can you talk a little bit about the program overall? People see Catholic Charities or hear the word Catholic and they assume it's just for certain folks. That's not the case?
No, we serve everyone in our community. So our program is comprised of 5 different components. So we do have our emergency shelter, and then we have a domestic abuse component, a sexual assault component. We do have housing and financial assistance as well. And then we also have a licensed mental health therapist on staff. So like Nelsie said, all of our staff are mobile. We travel to our clients to serve them. So that includes the Atlantic area. So we just meet clients where they're at. So if they're needing services in Atlantic, our advocates travel to them. We can provide medical advocacy, court advocacy. We also offer groups and classes, support groups, and for anyone that wants to attend. So we serve men, women, children in the entire Southwest Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how the process starts? I mean, how do you first get involved?
We get a lot of referrals from courthouses, law enforcement, hospitals, because we do respond to hospital calls. And a lot of times we get referrals from our crisis line, just clients calling in. All they have to do is just call in. They'll speak with a trained advocate. We'll ask about their situation and what their needs are. So we're here to help them with whatever their needs are. And then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, I would assume with a program like this, there's a lot of confidentiality involved.
Correct. All of our staff, our advocates, are certified through the state of Iowa, and we do have a confidentiality code that we abide by. So all services are free, all services are confidential, unless, of course, they need us to provide personal advocacy and reach out maybe to an individual that they might be working with, if that's DHS or law enforcement or the court system. They can give us permission to do that. But other than that, we're a completely confidential program.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a family issue oftentimes. So when you step in, there's a lot to consider.
Right. So that's when we collaborate with DHS or the Child Protective Services. We make sure that we can help those families and they're implement a safe and together model where we assist with getting the children to stay with the non-offending parent.
And then there's a lot of follow-up, and it's not just a one-time thing where you help out and get something situated. I'm sure there's constant contact.
Correct. We provide wraparound services. So some clients might just need our assistance for a one-time situation or a one-time need. However, some other clients might need to be more long-term. So they might stay with us in our shelter. We might need to assist them in finding safe and affordable housing. Wraparound services also include family members, so there might be secondary survivors. It might be, the client is a sexual assault victim. It could potentially be a parent that needs some additional services too, and any secondary survivor. So it could be long-term services, could be short-term. Really, again, we just meet the client where they are and provide the needs as long as they have that need.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, this particular event on Friday, October 13th, the Breakfast with the Bishop, this type of an event is meant to do awareness? Is it meant to do fundraising? What's the purpose of this, just to highlight the services?
I'm honestly a little bit of both. So we want to make sure that every community we serve knows that we are our services are available in the community. We want them to be aware of the counties that are served under the Diocese of Des Moines. And we do want to highlight our services in this particular month. When we chose October, was to highlight Domestic Violence Awareness Month and provide education about that, the month in particular, about services that are needed in the community and the services that we offer. We want to make sure that everyone knows in the Atlantic area that we serve this county, and we're happy to connect with any survivors that request our services.
Sure. Well, and I see the both of you will be part of that program that day, and you've got some other pretty impressive folks coming, too.
We do. We have, I know we've invited a lot of people in the community. I hope the turnout is great. We have some people from the court system that are going to attend. We have a lot of our staff from the Des Moines office that will be there. So it'll be a great time to gather and share information.
Very good. Looks like the director will be there. The bishop will be there, of course. You can't have breakfast with the bishop without the bishop there.
Right.
So,
right.
Very good. What's that?
I said we're excited to be there.
Yeah. Well, I assume he's very supportive of this whole effort.
Absolutely. We've received a lot of great support from the Diocese of Des Moines, including the bishop. So we're very excited to be able to get together.
Yeah. Nelsie, as someone who works there kind of on the front lines, what message do you want to leave folks with who have attend this event on October 13th?
I think just to educate themselves on what domestic violence is and believe survivors when they need assistance. There is a lot of barriers that survivors face, and domestic violence does not discriminate. It can happen to anyone, no matter their gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, does not matter. It affects everyone. So educating yourself, knowing more about it can really help the community and help end domestic violence.
Very good. And again, that's coming up Friday, October 13th. It'll be a Continental Breakfast event from 9:30 to 10:30. Check in at 9 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic. Carrie, do they need to look to make reservations or buy tickets for this event ahead of time?
Yes, we've had a flyer that has been distributed, and then if you go to our website, so the tickets are $25, and if you go to our website at CatholicCharitiesDM.org, you can locate the information about the event. I also do want to note that Catholic Charities is celebrating 100 years this year, and so that information is also on our website as well.
Very good. CatholicCharitiesDM.org, and you can find out all the information you need. Excellent. Well, thank you both for being a part of the program this morning. Carrie Potter and Nelsie Vargas with us here this morning. They're part of the Catholic Charities Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Program as part of the Des Moines Diocese. Appreciate the time and appreciate the effort you put forward on a very important topic.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.